我知道你们现在想的是 Leslie 什么时候要煮一餐给我吃。
Don't be self-centered.
不可以太自我中心哦。
Leslie, invite me first, please.
因为 Leslie 已经邀请我了。第二是我。
I'm just kidding. Oh, so good. It's good to be in the house of God, isn't it?
太好了，我们可以在神的家中。
Whenever the presence of God, there is a fullness of joy.
当有神同在的时候呢，就有满满的喜乐。
Now today we are super blessed to have Pastor Dan Yan coming all the way from Perth to speak to us.
今天我们特别的感恩，我们有 Pastor Dan 牧师在我们当中，是他从珀斯飞到我们当中来服侍我们。
Pastor Dan loves his coffee too.
你知道 Leslie, Dan 牧师也是很喜欢喝咖啡的。
So you are in the right place in Melbourne.
所以你来这里是对的。
He is also a successor to Pastor Benny.
他也是Benny 牧师的继承人。
For many of you, you know who Pastor Benny Ho is.
你们应该大家都很多人都知道 Benny 牧师是谁。
He pastors the largest church, largest Asian church in Perth.
他在珀斯牧养了一个是最大的教会，
亚洲最大的教会。
亚洲最大的教会。
Sorry, 亚洲人最大的教会在珀斯。Yep, sorry.
亚洲最大的教会。
So we are so blessed to have Pastor Dan to speak to us.
所以我们今天很蒙福有 Dan 牧师在我们当中。
So would you please give him the warmest welcome?
所以我们要在这里特别欢迎他。
Wow, what a joy to be in the house of the Lord.
非常感恩我可以来到神的殿中。
You know, I had planned to actually start off by saying it's such a joy. I just feel the sense of the joy of the Lord in this house.
在这里我感受到神的同在，感受到喜乐。
Yeah, but Pastor Kenny actually beat me to it. He felt the same way.
在这里 Pastor Kenny 也同感。
It's so amazing. You know, and the joy is not because all things are going well.
我们的喜乐并不是因为什么事情都发生得非常好。
But because we have a mighty God, amen.
因为我们有这位神。
And therefore we can say, it is well, it is well.
我们可以说这是好的，这是好的。
With my soul.
到我的里面，到我的心里。
And I want to say thank you, Pastor Kenny, and also Sister Sinkyu for allowing me to come to share God's word today with Click.
感谢 Pastor Kenny 和师母的邀请，我能够来到当中跟大家分享神的话语。
My home church, Faith Community Church in Perth, sends you our love.
在他在牧师的这个本土的教会珀斯教会也向弟兄姐妹来问安。
My name is Dan, and I was born and raised in Singapore.
我的名字叫 Dan, 我是出生在新加坡。
In the late 20s, my wife and I, Vanessa and I, we left Singapore and we started traveling to different places called by God to many different countries.
Pastor Dan 和他的师母 Vanessa 也是到世界各国的地方去。
And we have one wonderful son who is now 11 years old, and today he's joining me right there.
他是11岁的儿子，今天跟我们在一起。
His name is Jude, and Jude has a wonderful friend now in Jackson, sitting right next to him. So thank you, Jackson.
Jackson.
你的儿子.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. I arrived in Melbourne just 2 days ago, and I just feel so at home in Melbourne.
他是两天前刚刚来到墨尔本，感觉墨尔本有家的感觉。
It's not just about the coffee, man. It's about the people. I love the people.
并不是因为咖啡，也是因为这里的人都非常的可爱。
And that special connection that we have, you know, in the house of the Lord, as a family of God, no matter where we are.
不管我们在哪里，我们能够感受到神的同在，就像家人一样。
Let's get into the word of the Lord, and then let's just unpack what the Lord has for us today, yeah?
让我们一起来看神的话语，今天神要对我们怎么样说话。
Shall we bow our heads in prayer?
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come before you this morning.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
We acknowledge your presence here with us.
我们知道你的同在就在我们中间。
And if not for you, all this would be for nothing.
如果这里没有你，那就没有什么了。
So come and speak to us.
请对我们的心说话。
Show us a revelation of the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在启示录当中向我们显示主你是这样的美善。
That we may fall in love with you again.
让我们可以再一次的爱你。
That we may worship you for who you really are again.
我们一起来为着你是谁而赞美你。
We love you and we honor you.
我们爱你，我们也荣耀你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
And all God's people say,
Amen,
Amen. In 1985, a NASA astronaut by the name of Don Lind.
在1985年，在NASA 有一位太空人名叫 Don Lind。
You know, he finally experienced the moment that he had been training for the last 16 years when his shuttle began to leave planet Earth.
他终于迎来了他苦等了16年的那一刻，当太空他飞离地球的时候，来到了太空。
And as the shuttle was leaving Earth, he looked out from his window.
在飞离太空的时候，飞离地球的时候，他向舷窗外看去。
And then something unexpected began to happen.
有一个意想不到的事情发生了。
He began to cry.
他竟然哭了。
And later he said this.
后来他又说，
There is no way you can be prepared for the emotional impact.
你不可能为那种感情的冲击而做好任何的准备。
It was so moving that it brought me to tears.
那一幕特别特别的感人，让我能够掉下了眼泪。
He wasn't the only one.
他不是唯一的一个。
Many astronauts describe this sudden rush of emotions.
有很多很多的太空人，他们都描述过他们有这样一种突如其来的情感。
It's a mixture of a sense of awe, but at the same time, a sense of smallness and overwhelming beauty.
有各种各样的情感交织在一起。那个时候，他感觉到渺小，同时感受到这个美的震撼。
And that's the moment when they first leave the planet Earth, and then they see the planet they have been growing up in for the first time from the vastness of space.
这是他们第一次看到地球悬浮在空中，在那浩瀚的宇宙当中的那一刻。
And the scientists have this moment, they call this moment the overview effect.
科学家们称为这种改变人生的那个瞬间叫做整体观效应。
And that's a sudden life-changing shift in your perspective when you see reality from a different perspective, a wider perspective.
这是人类的一种更高的视角带来看现实的时候，他生命的视角被震撼的那一种改变。
And in the passage that we're going to read today, in Revelation chapter 4, the Apostle John, the Elder John, experiences something far greater than this overview effect.
在我们今天要分享的经节经文当中，是说到启示录的第四章，老约翰他经历了这一个整体观的效应，他也看到的这个现象要远超过太空人所看到的这一个现象。
Because he's not just lifted a few hundred kilometers above the earth.
因为他不仅仅是被带到了地球的几百公里以外。
He was personally invited into the throne room of the King of Glory.
他被邀请到了天上的宝座间。
And what he saw didn't just move him to tears.
他所看到的是让他落泪的。
It made him prostrate in worship, flat face down on the floor.
这个是让他能够完全的匍匐浸在地，趴在地上要来敬拜主的。
Because his eyes now begin to see the true center of our universe.
因为他的眼睛看到了宇宙的中心。
A throne and someone seated on that throne.
他看到了那个宝座，并且看到了坐在宝座上的那一位。
And here's what it says in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 to 5.
这是启示录的四章一到五节。
And here's what we're going to do. Joanna, you can read it in Chinese, and then our friends who can read in English can just read it off the slides.
我们一起读。
来，你念。
启示录的四章一到五节，此后我观看，见天上有门开了。我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说：“你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。”我立刻被圣灵感动，看见有一个宝座安置在天上，有一位坐在宝座上，那坐着的显出来的样子好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。宝座的周围又有24个宝座，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头戴金冠，有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座发出，又有七盏火灯点着，就是神的七灵。
Amen. Now before you start wondering what all this is about,
当你们开始疑惑这一切到底是什么的意思之前，
Let me quickly clarify.
先来说明一下。
Okay, it's not like God looks like stones, okay?
并不是因为好像神看上去像石头。
And when Pastor Kenny was driving us from the airport and we were coming in to the southeastern side of Melbourne, we went past the Marvel Stadium.
当 Pastor Kenny 把Pastor Dan 接过来的时候，经过的这个地方，我们叫石头石头 Stadium.
Marvel. Marvel.
叫。Marvel Stadium.
Yeah, 用英文就可以了。Marvel Stadium. Just called Marvel Stadium. There's nothing else to it. It's not like God looks like the Infinity Stones, if you know what I mean, the Infinity Gauntlet.
对，不，并不是所说的这个是一个无限的宝石。
Now the gems and all that's happening in this throne room actually they here point to some sort of magnificence.
看到了，是提到的是像一种无法形容的那一种壮观。
And John, in his little limited human knowledge, had no words to express it.
这个老约翰实在语言有限，他无法用他的言语来表述。
So he could only use things that he knows to be beautiful, to be valuable, to describe this God that he sees.
所以他只能用有限的，用说最美的最令人敬畏的这个话来描述。
Now, have you ever seen or experienced something in your life where you are just at a loss for words?
你有没有经历过人生的某一个场面当中，突然之间没有话可以去描述它？
Now, for me, it was one particular day I remember in my life.
对于牧师来说，有一个特别的日子，他记得很清楚。
It was my wedding day.
是婚礼的时候。
And those of us who are married, you will understand this. As a guy, as a groom, you will be standing in front waiting for the bride to walk through.
我们有这样经历的都会知道，在新婚的当天是新郎等待着这个新娘要来到面前。
And everyone was seated like that on that day.
所有的人都坐在边上。
And there was an aisle that was waiting for my beautiful bride to be walking through.
不是在那个时候在等待着她美丽的新娘来到她的面前。
You know, and then the music started playing. You know, I can't remember. I think it must have been like Canon in D. I think that's what it was. Yeah. Most likely.
可能那个时候是有美妙的音乐响起。
And then the door began to open.
门打开了。
And then there was a woman standing there.
有一位女士站在那里。
Not my wife. It was the bridesmaid.
是不是他的太太是一个礼物。
And then started walking down the middle.
新娘就慢慢的走下来。
It was the bridesmaid still, not the bride. And then after that, when they were done, and then you know, they all look quite beautiful, but nothing like the real thing, you know what I mean?
And then, 伴娘们走下来。
And then the bride shows up, my wife, right there at the end.
在最后的时候，新娘出现了。
And she had the veil over her face.
非常的有一个纱蒙在脸上。
But no less beautiful. She's still as beautiful.
还是很美丽。
And in that moment, when the music was playing, and she was walking down the aisle,
当音乐响起的时候，这样他走下来。
I had no words, just lots of tears.
当时不是就没有话说，只有眼泪。
And you must understand that I'm a preacher. I'm a man of many words.
作为牧师来说，他是很会说话的，他是一个要布道的。
But at the moment, I had no words, just overwhelming feeling.
在那个时候，他说不出话来。
You know, that too was John's experience in that moment.
那老约翰也有这样子的一个经历。
But you magnify that by 1,000 times over because what he's looking at is not just a beautiful bride, but the King of Heaven.
老约翰那个时候的感触要比牧师的这个感触要强烈1000倍。因为他看见的不是美丽的新娘，而是全能圣洁荣耀的上帝。
And then in verse 6, it goes on to say this. He says, also in front of the throne was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal.
在六节，启示录四章六节也说到，宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。
And now we get to a sea of glass. Now what is this about?
那我们就看到了玻璃海。那什么是玻璃海？
Now he says glass, because glass separates one thing from the other.
那玻璃它象征着一个分离，这样两者分开。
Now, would you quickly just turn around and look at that room behind you right there?
我们一起回头看后面的那一个房间。
You see that glass right there?
们看到那个玻璃吗？
It separates us from what's in the room.
它将我们和房间里面的东西隔开了。
In such a way that you can see what's behind it, but you cannot touch it, you cannot reach it.
那就是说，我们能够看见玻璃后面的东西，却不能摸着它。
And in the same way, the Bible tells us that God is so completely separated from us.
圣经上面同样也告诉我们，上帝与我们隔开了。
It is like it is a sea of glass between us and God.
就犹如我们跟上帝之间有这样一个玻璃海的隔阂。
But why sea?
为什么是玻璃海？
Because that is how wide and how deep or how thick that glass is between us and God.
为什么是海？因为它实在是很宽很厚，无法跨越。
It is impenetrable.
是不能跨越的。
And that's how far God is away from us.
那就是神和我们之间的距离。
Now, church, here's what the Bible is saying.
圣经上这样说。
That is how completely other our God is from us.
他也是有一个跟神跟我们之间有一个完全的隔阂。
He's on a whole different level.
他是在不同的层面上面的。
He's a high and holy one.
他是那样一位。全能的至高的神。
He's glorious in all his being. Amen.
他是荣耀的，是美丽的。Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's how our God is.
我们的神是这样一位神。
And then Revelation goes on for the rest of it to unpack the beauty of this God.
那接下去启示录就向我们继续显现是怎样子，神怎样彰显出他的荣美。
What is God like? Three things.
那神向我们告诉我们三件事情。
Number one, God is holy.
第一，神是圣洁的。
In verse 6-8, I read in English and Joanna can read in Chinese. In the center, around the throne were four living creatures and they were covered with eyes in front and in the back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. The fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings.
在宝座的中心，环绕宝座的有四个活物，各有眼睛，前后都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个活物像牛犊，第三个像人的脸，第四个像飞鹰。四个活物各有六个翅膀，周身满了眼睛，包括翅膀底下。
Now, some of us may be wondering, you know, what are these four living creatures about?
可能我们当中有人会问，这四个活物究竟是什么？
Now, they represent the four greatest living creatures of those ancient times.
它代表了古代人眼中一切受造作物当中最伟大的活物。
And here's what I mean. The lion represents the greatest of all wild animals.
对于牧师的理解是，狮子代表野生动物之王。
The ox represents the greatest of all the domesticated animals.
牛代表的是家禽当中、家畜当中最强壮的。
The eagle represents the greatest of all flying animals.
鹰代表的是飞禽之首。
And the man represents the greatest of all animals, because God gave the man charge over all animals.
人代表的是受造物的高峰，因为神给了人去掌管全地。
And these four greatest living animals had eyes all over them. Why?
那这个四活物身上都有，全身都有眼睛，为什么？
Because symbolically, they keep watch and rule over all of God's creatures.
这代表了，它象征着他们要来派来被去监察、去治理、去管理这个受造界。
So now, coming before the throne of God, what do these four living creatures do?
他们这个四活物来到神的面前，他们做了什么？
Representing all of creation, they now begin to say,
他们所代表的最伟大的受造物，他们来说道。
In verse 8, day and night, they never stop saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
第八节说到，他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在，今在，以后永在的全能者。
Now, what does it mean for God to be holy?
圣洁到底是什么意思呢？
The most common words for holy in the Bible are the Hebrew word kadosh and the Greek word hagios, these two words.
在圣经中常用这个话语来表示，用希伯来文的 kadosh 和希腊文的 hegros。
And they mean the same thing, which is that which is other, special, set apart.
这两个词都有同样的意思，表示与众不同、特别被分别出来的。
Now think of it this way, okay?
我们一起来这样想。
Is there a special place in your life, in your memory, that has a special meaning for you?
对你来说，有没有一个特别的地方对你印象很深刻的？
It might be Leslie's kitchen.
可能是 Leslie 的厨房间。
It might be a special restaurant.
或者是一个特别的餐厅。
Or a special cinema in Melbourne where you first went out on your first date.
也可能是一个电影院，是你初次约会的地方。
And that's because it was special for you. Something special happened.
因为特别的事情在那个地方发生。
Now there are thousands of other places in the city of Melbourne. Yes, there are many other places that you can think of.
在墨尔本有很多很多的地方你都可以去想。
But when you think of that place, oh, that is special.
当你想到那一间的地方，会觉得说它特别的不一样。
Or is there a special time of the year that is special for you?
有没有对你来说有一个特别的日子？
Maybe it's the birthday of someone you love, or maybe it's your wedding anniversary, whatever it might be.
或许是你所爱的人的生日，或者是你的结婚纪念日。
Now in the calendar there are 365 days, but when that day comes, oh, it's so special.
在我们的日历当中有365天，可是当那一天来的时候，它是特别的不一样。
Now that feeling of special, you multiply that by more than 1,000 times.
我们把这种特别来放大1,000倍。
And that we're only beginning to scratch the surface of how completely other and special our God is.
当我们放大1,000倍的时候，我们才刚刚开始到触及神圣洁的边缘。
I hope we're catching this, church.
希望我们都能够明白这一点，弟兄姊妹。
He is high and lifted up.
他是至高的，他是在天上的。
He's transcendent above all things.
他是超越万有的。
He's the only uncreated creator.
他是唯一的，他是非受造的，他是创造主。
He's far above every name, every power, every dominion.
他超越了一切的。有一切的名权柄掌权的那一位。
Or as the Bible says, he is holy, holy, holy.
在圣经当中这么说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，全能主神。
Now to appreciate this statement, we must understand how the Hebrew people talk.
要来领会这句话的真正的意思，我们必须要来明白希伯来语强调事物的方式。
Now in English, when we want to emphasize something, what do we do? What do we normally do?
在英文当中，当我们要来强调一件事情的时候，我们怎么说？
Hey, you will highlight on your notes, you will underline on your Bible. When you're typing it out, you might make it bold or italics, right?
那我们可能会用高亮、画横线，或者是用斜体字、用加粗字来表示。
But not so in the Hebrew language.
在希伯来语当中不是这样的。
In Hebrew, when we want to emphasize something, we repeat it.
在希伯来文当中，想要强调一件事情的时候，我们就重复出现。
It's a little bit like parenting.
是像我们做父母的。
Yeah. When you really want to emphasize something to your kids, what do? You repeat it.
当我们要来跟孩子强调一些事情的时候，我们就反复。
Pick up your socks.
捡起你的袜子。
Pick up your socks.
捡起你的袜子。
And then we get a little bit louder and louder, right? Just to emphasize it more and more.
我们越说越响，越说越响。
Yeah, but we will emphasize it and make it so loud to the point whereby our neighbors don't hear us so that they think that we're still good Christians.
我们把声音强调到，提高到一个程度，虽然我们的邻居听不见，可是我们要让我们的孩子听见。
Now this emphasis is all over the Bible.
这一些这个强调在圣经当中也常出现。
For example, we will say, sometimes the Bible will say, Shalom, Shalom.
比如说圣经当中会说到平安，平安。
It doesn't mean it's a double portion of peace on you, no.
并不是说使你更平安。
It just means it's perfect peace, peace impenetrable, unchangeable.
这它是表明的说是完全的平安，不改变的平安。
Or in the Gospels, we might hear Jesus saying, truly, truly.
在福音当中我们听到主耶稣说这个是正确的正确的。
Does it mean that before what he said before that is less true?
是不是说这在这之前就不太正确呢？
No, it's Jesus' way of saying, "Hey, what I'm about to tell you is really important. You better listen up."
这个是主耶稣要告诉我们说，我要对你说的非常非常的重要，你最好认真听。
Now, in the Bible, only one word is not double but triple emphasized.
在圣经当中有一个词被出现了三次。
And we see it here in Revelation 4 and elsewhere in Isaiah chapter 6.
我们在启示录的第四章看见它，同时也是在以赛亚书的第六章也见到它。
Where God is said to be holy, holy, holy.
那上帝来说的是，他说到圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Now what does this mean?
这是意味着什么呢？
It means to say, highlight, underline, bold, italics, the fact that God is maximally, infinitely, perfectly holy.
这是需要我们用划高亮的、用下划线的、用加粗的、用斜体的意思来表达神是极致圣洁、无限圣洁、完全圣洁。Amen.
And He isn't just God all holy.
神不仅仅是圣的神。
He's also Lord God Almighty who was and is to come.
他是那一位昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
There is nothing before Him.
在他之前无一人。
There is no one beside Him.
在他旁边无一人。
And there will be nobody like Him.
他像谁也没有。
Amen.
Amen.
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
And the second thing the Bible says is this, God is worthy.
第二件事情要说的是神是配得的。
Verse 9 to 10, whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever.
9到10节说到，每当这些活物将荣耀、尊贵和感谢归给那坐在宝座上的永远活着的神时，24位长老就伏伏在那坐在宝座上的面前，敬拜那永远活着的神。Amen.
And if you know anything about the book of Revelation, you would know that it's about uncovering the end times.
如果你对启示录有所了解，你就会知道它是关于揭示时代的奥秘。
So the great temptation of reading a passage like this is to think, okay, that's going to happen in the future.
当我们在读到刚刚经文的时候，我们可能会有一种理解，容易产生一种理解，认为这是对未来才能期待的事情。
And so we spend our eternal, current moment, this moment today, anticipating one day where God will be so glorified.
我们站在今天的位置上面，我们想要期待有一天神会被荣耀。But
did you know that is wrong?
这是不对的。
And here's what I mean.
这是牧师这样理解的意思是。
Remember the double emphasis that we talked about when you repeat it?
刚刚我们说到的双重强调。
Right here in this passage, there it is again.
在这段经文当中又出现了。
Twice the Bible says that the Holy One on the throne, He lives forever and ever.
在圣经在这段当中也两次提到，那位坐在宝座上的圣者是永远活着的。From
everlasting to everlasting.
从起初到永恒。And
here's what it says in Psalm 93, verse 1 to 2.
在诗篇的93节1到2节说道。The
Lord reigns, He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established. Firm and secure, your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity.
诗篇九十三节，九十三篇一到二节，耶和华作王，他以威严为衣，耶和华以威严为衣，佩戴能力为腰带，他坚定了世界，使之稳固。他的宝座自古以来就立定，你是从亘古而有的。So
listen, church. He is the Alpha and the Omega.
弟兄姊妹啊，他是起初，他是终了。
He's the beginning and the end.
他是开始，他是末后。
He's the first and the last.
他是在时间之前，也是在时间之后的。
He's before time and He will outlast time.
他是从开始就有的，一直要到永恒的。
Who He is, He has always been.
他是谁？他永远都是他。
And how He is now, He will be forevermore.
他如今是怎样的，他今后依旧是怎样的。
He who is glorified on that throne was, is and is to come.
他是那一位在昔在、今在、以后永远都是来荣耀的那一位神。
He's eternally worthy of worship.
他是永配的永恒来敬拜他的。
Verse 11, it says, they lay down their crowns before the throne and they say, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things and by your will they were created and have their being.
十一节说到，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前说，我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物因你的旨意而被创造而有的。
Now notice how the living creatures and the elders worshipped God.
注意这些活物和长老是如何敬拜神的。
They worshipped him expressively and extravagantly.
他们的敬拜是充满表现力的，是尽其奢华的。
They worshipped him with everything that they had.
他们将一切的都要献给神。
In fact, the Bible tells us they gave glory and honor and thanks to him.
圣经告诉我们说，他们向他献上荣耀、尊贵和感谢。
They fell down and they worshipped him.
他们俯伏在他面前。
They laid down their crowns, their gold medals, and they honored him.
他们敬拜他，把冠冕放下。他们要来荣耀他。
And they praised him out loud.
他们大声地来赞美他。
When we come to worship this King of Glory, is that how we worship him?
我们来到神的面前，我们敬拜他的时候，我们是不是也是这样子？
Expressively and extravagantly, to you be all glory and honor and power, God.
是不是我们在敬拜的时候，也是充满表现力的，极其奢敬？尽其奢华的要来赞美我们的神。
No conditions, no reservations, no holding back.
在这里，我们是毫无保留的，没有条件的，不留一份给自己的这样一个敬拜。
So when we worship Him,
当我们敬拜他的时候
，we give our all to the One who is worthy of it all. Amen.
我们把自己的一切都献给那位配得的神。Amen.
So Revelation 4 gives us this beautiful picture of God.Who is being worshipped today?
在启示录当中，给过我们这样子一个美好的图画来敬拜我们的神。
And forevermore, He is holy and worthy.
他是圣洁的，他是完全的，他是配得的。
Herein lies the big problem.
现在有一个大的问题。
Because He is so holy and so worthy, Scripture tells us that.That also makes him unapproachable.
这样是靠有一个问题所在，因为他是如此的圣洁，如此的配得的，他变得使我们不可亲近。
That brings us to the last point today, 1 Timothy chapter 6, 15 to 16.
让我们带入，我们进入到最后今天的最后这一个点，神不可接近，是在提摩太前书的六章十五到十六节。
God, the blessed and only ruler.The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who alone is immortal and lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen.
那可称颂的独有全能的万王之王万主之主就是那独一不死住在人不能靠近的光里是人未曾看见的也是不能看见的要将他显明出来但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他阿们
Don't miss this brothers and sisters
不要错过这一点
The Bible tells us that there is an impenetrable separation between God and us
圣经说神与我们之间有一道无法逾越的隔阂
in such a way that none of us can enter into the throne room of heaven
以至于我们没有一个人能够进入天上的宝座间
Here's what it says in Isaiah 59 verse 2 It is because of your sins that he doesn't hear you It is your sins that separate you from God when you try to worship him
在以赛亚书59章2节说到正因为你们的罪，他不听你们。当你们试图敬拜他时，是你们的罪使你们与神隔绝。
Remember that sea of glass? It is still there.
还记得刚刚说到的玻璃海还在那里。
When we try to worship God with who we are, if not for Christ, we cannot get near Him.
如果我们在神的面前，我们是这样子敬拜，我们是不能够跟他连接在一起的。
What is the answer to this separation?
那我们对于这样子的分别，我们有怎样子的一个回应呢？
How can we get into the throne room of God?
我们是如何能够直接的来到神的宝座？
Well, the key is in Revelation 4 verse 11.
在这个重要的这个点，就是在启示录的四章第十一节。
Let's read it again. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Who is this Lord and God sitting on a throne?
坐在宝座上的主神是谁呢？
In Revelation 4, John only gives us a general description, a general image of who he is.
在启示录的第四章当中，老约翰只是给了我们一个大致的形象。
But elsewhere in the Bible, we're given not a general image, but a specific image of who this person is.
在他
Elsewhere in the Bible, we're given a specific image of who this person sitting on the throne is.
在圣经的其他部分当中，也明确的给出我们这个神的形象是什么样子的。
And I understand that you had just gone through this amazing book, Colossians.
我们刚刚经历过在读的哥罗西书。
Here's what it says in verse 15 to 17 of chapter 1.
在哥罗西书的一章第十五到十七节当中。
The Son of God is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Sounds familiar? Revelation 4. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他是那不能看见之神的像，是一切受造之首，因为万有都是借他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、可见的、不可见的，或是天使的、执政的、掌权的，万有都是借着他造的，也都是为他造的，也是在他是在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
Are you catching this, church?
你得到这些了吗？
This inexpressibly, eternally holy and worthy God of heaven.
是那一位无法用言语来形容、永远圣洁、配得敬拜的天上的神。
He took on human form in the person of Jesus Christ.
他取了人的样式，成了耶稣基督。
So that Jesus Christ is altogether the one on the throne and the way to the throne.
耶稣基督完全就是宝座上的那一位，他也是通向宝座的道路。
As Jesus Christ said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
正如耶稣基督所说的，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
That on the cross, Jesus Christ died for our sins and our shame, so that that impenetrable sea of glass is now nothing.
正因为耶稣基督在十字架上的受死，他为我们的死被钉十字架上了，所以我们的这个玻璃海就去除了。
So we stand on the blood of Jesus Christ, stand on the finished work of Jesus Christ, and we worship this holy God.
如今我们站在耶稣基督的宝血上面，我们是有得胜的权柄，我们可以去荣耀他。
Let me close with a true story from the American Civil War.
我们以这个是在美国内战的时候，美国内战的时候所说的这一个故事，我们来结束。
Now there was a farmer who traveled all the way to Washington D.C.
有一个农夫，他要去到华盛顿。
His older son had been killed in battle, and his younger son is in prison.
他的大儿子是在战役当中被打死了，而且他的小儿子是被关在监狱当中。
In grief and desperation, he wanted to seek an audience with the president.
他是在特别的伤心和悲伤当中，他想要去看，他想要去那个见那个总统。
But every time when he got near to the White House and he tried to, can I please go in, please, this is, please, I just need a moment. The guards will always stop him and throw him out.
那个他特别特别要想来到白宫，他就在白宫的面前，他是满心的想要去见里面的。可是就是在门口的这一些门卫就让他就把他拦阻了。
You see, he had no appointment. He had no authority.
他没有预约，他有没有权利。
He had no right to enter the presence of the most powerful person on this planet.
他也没有这样一个权利可以去到在这个世界上面最高权位的地方。
So one afternoon, he was just sitting on a bench outside the White House.And he was burying his face in his hands, and he was just crying, crying, crying.
有一天的下午，他就坐在白宫的面前，他就坐在白宫的门口，他非常的伤心，就在那里落泪。
And a young boy walking past noticed him and went up to him and said, "Sir, why are you crying?"
有一个小男孩在他的面前走过，就对他说，先生，你为什么在那里哭？
And so through his tears, he was just explaining his situation.
然后在他的眼泪当中，他就诉说了他所经历的事情。
And the boy listened and just listened, and then at the end of it, he says, "Come, come with me."
那个小男孩就对他说，听了以后就对他说，你跟我来。
And so the boy took the man by the hand and then started to walk towards the White House.
然后这个人就带着就跟着这个小男孩一起来到了白宫面前。
They walked through the gates of the White House.
他们一起进入了白宫的大门。
And now they were coming towards the guards who had been turning this man away all week.
那他们也通过了，就是当时把他赶出来的那一些门卫们。
The guards looked at them and stepped aside.
那个门卫们就看见他们就靠边站了。
And so they walked through the gardens.
他们通过了门卫。
They walked through the corridors.
他们也经过了门厅。
And they're now at the door of the Oval Office, where the president is.
他们一起来到了圆形的大厅，是总统所在的地方。
Without knocking the door of the room, the boy opened the door.
根本没有敲门，这个男孩就进去。
And he said, "Father."
他说，父亲。
This man wants to speak to you.
这个人要跟你说话。
That boy was Ted Lincoln.
这个男孩就是林肯。
Son of President Abraham Lincoln.
是林肯总统的儿子，小林肯。
And the only reason that poor broken farmer could see the president.
唯一的原因使这个可怜的农民可以去见到这位总统。
Was because the son brought him in.
是因为这个儿子带他进去了。
Church, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个就是福音，这个就是主耶稣基督的福音。
We cannot enter the throne room of God by ourselves.
我们不能够靠着自己来到神的宝座前。
We don't have the credentials. We don't have the righteousness.
我们没有这样子的公义可以来到神的面前。
We don't have the holiness, but the Son of God leads us in by His hand.
我们没有这样的圣洁，可是神的儿子带我们来到他的面前。
And he leads us past every barrier.
他带领我们经过了多种的征战。
Our sin, our shame, our unworthiness.
我们的罪，我们的失望，我们的难受，他都带我们经过。
And into the very presence of this holy God.
来到神的面前。
And when we stand before the throne, Jesus simply says this.He is with me. She is with me.
当我们来到神的圣殿的时候，主耶稣就是这样简单的说，他和我在一起。
And because of him, we can now come unashamed, unafraid. We are free to worship.
也正是因为主耶稣基督，我们可以自由的来到神的面前，我们可以敬拜他。
We're about to enter into a time of communion.
我们要进入我们的圣餐时间。
And it's a beautiful time of entering into the presence of God and remembering what Jesus Christ has done for us.
这是我们能够是一个美妙的时刻，我们可以和主耶稣联合在一起。
In a moment, I'm going to ask Pastor Kenny to come and lead us in this as he normally does. Would you bow your heads in prayer with me as we close?
当我们Kenny 牧师来到这里为我们来守圣餐的时候，我们一起先来祷告。
Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢主耶稣基督。
For who you are and what you've done for us.
你是那位自由拥有的，你为我们做所做的。
You are the one who is highly lifted up, seated upon that throne.
你是那位被升到高天的那一位神。
But you are also the way to that throne for us today.
你也是能够带领我们进入那一条道路的那一位神。
And that beauty and the glory of that God on the throne.
使我们可以看到那荣美的神坐在宝座上。
It compels us to come and worship.
让我们能够来到你的面前来敬拜你。
We thank you that we are able to do that today because of what you have done.
我们感谢你，如今我们可以这样子的来到你的面前。
We love you, we honor you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We praise you and we worship you.
我们一起来赞美，我们一起来称颂我们的主。
To you be every glory and honor and power and praise.
你是配得所有的尊贵、荣耀、赞美的。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祷告
And all God's people say
我们一起说
Amen Would you give the Lord a big hand? Come on
我们一起给神一个掌声